Hi, this is Joey Taylor, the producer from The Hive, a contemplative space where meditative practice meets mindful everyday living. This is a pocket practice with LaWanda Thompson. If the pocket practice sparks an interest, check out episode 21. As we turn now to the pocket practice with LaWanda, I invite you to locate yourself in a meditative space. Slow down a little. Notice the physical sensations of your body. Notice how you're sitting. Notice the temperature of the room around you. Take a couple deep breaths. And lean in as we practice together.
So let's just take a few moments to get into a comfortable position. That can be sitting, standing, laying down, whatever feels right for you for the next 10 to 15 minutes. And then just bring your attention to this moment and just become aware of what do you notice around you. As I look around, I can see a tree outside of the window. And just take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And take this second to really make any adjustments you may need. So let's start by attuning to the body and the wisdom that it has to offer each of us. So in this, we're going to check in with the body just as it is right now. So just notice what's present for you. Notice what mood you may have, what sensations. Notice, are there any temperatures? Warm, cool? Any colors? Any places in your body where you may notice tightness, relaxation, numbness? So let's scan the body, sweeping your awareness through different parts of the body. Again, we're doing this without judgment. We're not trying to fix or change anything. We're just becoming more and more aware of what wisdom is available to us below our shoulders. So we're going to just start at the crown of our head. And notice if there are any sensations there. Do you feel any tingling, numbness, tightness? Bringing your attention down into your face, your forehead, checking in with your eyes. Can you allow them to relax just a little bit more? Noticing your nose, your cheeks, your mouth, your chin, your ears. What sounds can you hear in your background? Bringing your attention to your neck. And sometimes it may be helpful to just make contact with that body part. If it's not one that you're used to paying attention to, then just allow your hands to help you bring your attention there. So bringing your attention down into your shoulders, your arms, your elbows, your wrists, your hands, and your fingers. Letting your attention drop into your chest and notice the rise and the fall of your breath, and how your rib cage is able to expand as you breathe in and out. Noticing your stomach and your abdomen, that place where we get our gut feelings from. Bringing your attention to your lower back, down into your pelvis, down the thighs of both legs, and really letting yourself feel the weight of your legs. Noticing your knees, your calves, your feet. Now just take a deep breath and widen your focus so that you can notice your whole body. So sweeping your attention from the top to the bottom of your body, from side to side, and front to back. So now let's move towards bringing our attention to the areas of the body where there may be some level of holding, tension, or contraction. This is where we want to just explore getting a little bit more comfortable with that uncomfortable feeling that you may have. And I'll also just note, if you feel nothing, that's okay too. That's the part to be present with right now. So just allow yourself to be present with that part of yourself where you can feel the tension or the holding or the contraction. Some of the usual suspects in the body are the jaw. So just notice if you're holding or if there's tightness in your jaw. In the stomach, just notice if there's any contraction there. And then for me, it tends to show up in my lower back. So notice if you feel anything there. No need to change it or fix it. Just notice it. So for the next few minutes, we're going to be present with it. And at any moment in there, if it becomes too much, then just relax and release it. Do whatever that means for you. A lot of times for me, that means just shaking it off. But let yourself try it on. Let yourself explore what it means to just be present with those things that can normally lead us to an impulse of pushing away from. In this moment, we just want to be present with it and to connect with it. So invite in a mood of curiosity and loving kindness about the tension or the contraction that you're feeling. Not judgment, not a desire to push it away. But just get really curious about what it has to offer you. And then just take your hand and place it on that part of your body where you feel the tension. And then just ask yourself, what is this contraction taking care of? And this isn't a cognitive thought. This is just first guess, best guess. Notice what narratives come up for you. Acknowledge it, and then let the narrative go. Keep bringing your attention to the contraction. And again, if it helps to make physical contact with that, you can do so. And just remember that you have the capacity to be present with the discomfort. And now just check in with yourself. Is the discomfort too much? We talked about feeling stretched. Is it stretching you, or is it feeling like more than a stretch? If so, just try to decrease that intensity by about 10%. And then check in with yourself again. Now, keeping your attention on the contraction. This time, we're going to blend with it. And by blend, I mean, how do we want to acknowledge it or affirm it? Many times when there's a contraction in our lives, we want to say, nah, you, go away. But in this moment, we want to thank it. We want to honor it. And so while bringing your attention to that place of contraction, what do you want to say to acknowledge and affirm this contraction? For myself, I'm making contact with my lower back. And I just want to say thank you for reminding me that I have a back. And for me, that also brings up a remembrance of a history, a past, all of my competency, all of my ancestors. They all live at my back. So just notice what comes up for you and notice how your body responds when you're acknowledging and affirming it. So take a deep breath and check in with yourself again. How are you doing? So we want to complete this part of the practice by just allowing yourself to release the contraction and return to what for you is a more comfortable position. We want to be in this practice of being with things that are uncomfortable, but not to the extent that it's too much for your system. So, shake it off. And if you've allowed your eyes to close during this practice, just allow your eyes to come open, and ground yourself back into noticing what's around you. So maybe notice what's going on outside of the window, or the sounds you can hear, or the things you can smell. To end this session, we're going to just take a few minutes to acknowledge the effort it took for each of us to explore that discomfort. And we'll do this with a gratefulness practice. So start by bringing your attention to the earth and all living things that call this planet home. That can include the birds in the air, the dolphins in the sea, or the spider in the grass. And just speak out loud one thing on earth that you're grateful for. I'll acknowledge my Chihuahua palm tree. Now bring your attention towards the sky and the mystery, acknowledging the stars, the moon, the divine, the unknown. And just speak one thing you're grateful for in this domain. For me, that would be black holes. Next, extend your attention outward towards all humanity, bringing our attention to all people of the world and extending loving kindness to all with no exceptions. And just speak the name of one person that you're grateful for. My brother Lyle. Now bring your attention to your own self and your own internal landscape and body and the ways of being that have allowed you to be here in this moment, exploring more about what it means to be embodied. So just allow one hand to rest on your heart while the other rests on your center. That's about a few inches below your belly button. And just speak to yourself, one thing about yourself that you're grateful for. For me, that would be my ability to endure for the sake of others. So thank you for joining me in this practice today. An opportunity for us just to explore the body's wisdom and to get a little more comfortable with those things that we all experience as uncomfortable.
This has been a Pocket Practice with LaWanda Thompson. Check out the entire conversation on episode 21 of From the Hive, a contemplative space where meditative practice meets mindful everyday living. Thanks for joining us. Enjoy the rest of your day.